out walking the dog with Roger Overall. That's what I'm doing. He has a... What kind of dog do you have, Roger?
I have a cross between a Jack Russell and a Springer Spaniel. Fortunately, she looks more like a Springer Spaniel than she does a Jack Russell. She just looks like a very small Springer Spaniel.
Right, and I've got a little bundle of fluff here called the Cotton de Tulier. And we're out here walking around the estate where I live. And we decided we were going to talk to a man in Scotland, didn't we?
We did. A man who has inspired us, who has set in train what we hope is going to be a very interesting process and a very long-standing series.
Yeah, I think he's rather, I feel a bit provoked. He's got so keen on a particular thing we were doing, and he's pushed his point in our direction that he's had influence.
I mean, he's a provocateur. He's stirring unrest. maybe that's what it took. Maybe that's what we needed. Maybe we needed somebody else to come along and say, look, do you know what? This would be a very good idea.
Well, we were doing something, and we were just doing it kind of experimenting with doing it. Yeah. And Mac McColgan in Scotland picked it up, and he lobbied for us to do it on a more regular, reliable, consistent basis and produce, in effect, a podcast. Is that not right?
Yes, that's right. But I have to say, when you say he lobbied, he didn't actually lobby very hard. I'm sort of thinking we were just waiting for somebody to say it, because his lobbying consisted of a tweet, a single solitary tweet, which we latched onto with some alacrity. So I
look, the Big Bang was caused by a tweet. You know that. It only took a single tweet to cause the Big Bang.
Really? Well, if anybody could tweet what there was 1 second before the Big Bang, I'd love to know.
Well, it just goes to show, you know, that when you have a system that is in motion, as all systems are in, it just takes the slightest, what do they say, the slightest flap of a butterfly's wings to cause a chaos on the other side of the world.
Chaos theory, yes, chaos theory, very interesting. Well, which I find a very fascinating thing anyway, because, yes, we are constantly, you know the film Sliding Doors, where somebody gets
runs down to the tube in New York or something.
Absolutely, and either she gets on or she doesn't, and that fact of not getting on or getting on splits off into two different stories. And, of course, we face the same situation every single day, thousands and thousands and thousands of times. When we're driving a car, I'll go this way instead of that way.
So you were ripe for change, and it just took the feather of McColgan's breath to say, we're going to produce a podcast. Just when you'd shut down another podcast, and you thought that you were stripping podcasts out of your life, this person who knows nothing about all that at all influences you. Is that right?
Yes, this is true. So a completely innocent tweet somewhere in Scotland reaches us. And just as I am, as Paul says, trying to cut down on my podcast quota because I'm a bit podcast flabby, I end up with yet another one. Probably.
We're actually considering seriously, following the experience we've had and the audience reaction, which has been so overwhelmingly strong in Scotland in favour of this, that we should persist with a double act of some sort. Isn't that right?
Well, it's true, but we're a bit more structured than that. We actually have a theme, we have a reason for doing it, and we have an idea what we're going to do. And this involves another friend, or ally. An ally. We'll call him an ally. Chris Brogan, and Chris will understand why we call him an ally. And anybody who's listened to a previous episode of this we'll understand why we call him an ally. Our ally, Chris Brogan, sends out a weekly email that is very thought-provoking. And Paul and I are going to discuss on a weekly basis Chris Brogan's emails.
And rather than sit in our individual silos saying to ourselves, this is good for me and I'm going to do this with me, right, we decided we'll talk to each other about it. And that will help me anyway clarify what I think, and you clarify what you think. Mm. And then why should we be so selfish as just to do it privately? We'll actually do it in public.
Interesting way of putting it. Why would we be so selfish as to do it in private? equally, we're arrogant enough to think that if we do it in public, there's some benefit. But yeah, that's fundamentally, in a nutshell, I suppose, what we're doing.
So that's what the Scotsman has caused to happen.
That's what the Scotsman matters.
Wittingly, I think we would say, because he had every intention and had total clarity about what he was saying. Yeah. He listened to what he heard, decided that he liked it, and decided if he liked it, that means other people would probably also like it. Yeah. So do it, guys, he said, do it.
Hmm. And I remember that we had a conversation about it when you first tweeted all those months ago, because this has been a slow process. And we were thinking, well, there might be something comforting and familiar if we do a regular one for people, because they might, if we're lucky, and if people grant us that honour, build us into their weekly life.
Well, actually, that's what Chris Brogan has done, actually, to be fair. He's actually reliably sends out on a Sunday morning. And I can predict that on a Sunday morning, I will get an email from Chris Brogan. Mm. And that, I find, actually helps structure my week.
Wow. I'm speechless.
Well, if that's only, I mean, the reason you're speechless is that I put it that way, that strongly, because I consider this to be not an ordinary email. I mean, most emails I'm trying to delete, right? I've figured out a way of coping with email deluge. And it involves not reading almost all of the emails and deleting almost all of them. And mind you, these days, most emails are notifications about things, or people are sending you newsletters or something like that. But there are a small number of particular emails that, you know, if I did delete them by accident, I'd be going to you saying, can you give me a copy of that email that I deleted?
And I'm a rigorous deleter, so I probably have to say no. What are you saying? Chris Brogan is a focal point for your week. And you'd feel very disappointed if one Sunday he didn't send you an email.
Well, I'd actually get concerned, actually. It wouldn't be disappointment. I'd be concerned about, you know, is the guy all right? Is something actually happened, you know, if I didn't get it? Mm. I mean, that's, I think, what happens. If you do something regularly and it is attractive to other people, they will start to expect it and want it, and they'll develop a big vested interest in it.
Mm. And the interesting thing is that's what everybody wants who produces regular content, is they want for their audience to get value from it to the extent that they would miss it. But of course, with that comes with a huge responsibility of actually having to come through.
Yeah, we would have to, Roger, if we're going to do this seriously, we'd actually have to find a slot in the week when we could be relied upon to publish.
Mm-hmm.
And we could record it at any time. Yep. But I think it would work best if we published it at a particular time every week.
Yep. We used the same model on the Circle of Confusion podcast. We would always publish at 10 o'clock on a Thursday morning.
And did you have people actually looking forward to it on a Thursday morning, or did you ever fail to publish on Thursday morning and get a reaction?
First answer to the first part of the question is, yeah, fairly sure that there were people who actually were looking forward to it. Answer to the second part of the question, no, nobody ever emailed us to say, where's the podcast?
Right, okay.
But we did get, but what happened was when we cancelled the podcast, yes, then people said, ah, that was part of my life and I'm going to miss it.
Yes, yeah. Well, that's another story, which you've podcasted about already, haven't you? Yeah. So look, our dog, your dog is walking ahead there. My dog is attached to a lead. Mm. I think we should say jointly together, thank you to McColgan.
Thanks, Mac. Really appreciate it.
You're a good man. Thanks, Mac.